Next patient is going to be Carol Douglas, CaroLDouglas, 31858. This is a 66-year-old obese woman, recently left the hospital with history of stroke. Patient was sent to rehab but was not able to tolerate rehab. She's now home at this time. She's quite weak. She has right-sided weakness. She's able to use a walker but only take a few steps. She's in severe pain because of hepatitis C. She was on treatment in the past but did not tolerate the treatment, so that was discontinued, period. She tells me she's from Houston. She lives alone. She's single. She would like to continue to stay home as much as possible. She was a heavy smoker and drinker in the past, but she's not doing that. She's not drinking at this time and smoking less, she says. She has three girls, three children, allergy none, surgery. She remembers to have no surgeries except for natural birth. Medical problems, hypertension, COPD, tobacco abuse, stroke recently, right-sided weakness, using the walker, bouts of confusion, obesity, cannot rule out sleep apnea, is now ADL dependent, wears a diaper, and having a hard time taking care of herself, in need of provider services. As well, family history, dad's alive with heart disease, mom died of diabetes and hypertension. Let's see, medications includes metoprolol 50 milligram a day, metformin 500 milligram twice a day, lisinopril 20 milligram a day, nifedipine 60 milligram a day, Neurontin 300 milligram twice a day, albuterol. Two puffs four times a day, and PRN. An exam, Ms. Douglas was found to be awake, alert, able to give some, able to give me her history, but she's very weak, and she has a hard time with ambulation. Patient's blood pressure is 160 over 92. Patient states that she did not take some of her medication today. Pulse is 88, respiration is 18, O2 side 92% on room air. Heart positive 1, positive 2, lungs few ronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. There is edema in the lower extremity, right greater than left. There's dense right-sided weakness noted with her dragging her feet along when she's ambulating, but she's ambulating very little because of her shortness of breath and overall disability. Put in the medical problems, recent stroke, diabetes, hypertension, hepatitis C status post-treatment, history of ascites related to diabetes, obesity, cannot rule out sleep apnea, COPD, tobacco abuse. Assessment, 66-year-old woman with history of obesity, hypertension, COPD with a recent stroke. Patient stroke has been the most debilitating factor as far as what she's able to do and what she's able to achieve. She's in definite need of help. She's not becoming quickly a total ADL dependent. She wears a diaper. She needs help of a provider to be able to survive. This will be discussed with caseworker, her caseworker, and her three children. She also has a history of liver disease, hepatitis C. We'll obtain the records to, as far as the extent of her hepatitis C is concerned. She's having trouble walking with right-sided weakness, dragging her feet behind her because of her recent stroke as well, period. She says she has a hard time eating because she does choke from time to time and prefers to eat soft food and sometimes baby food. Her blood pressure is a big issue, continues to be elevated. That's the main reason she had her stroke, and this puts her at a high risk of having another stroke. She's at a high risk of fall and ADL dependency. She's awake and is able to give good history. she would benefit from palliative care at home, along with provider services to better help her needs. If that cannot be obtained, she will no longer be able to live by herself and will require transfer to a group home or a nursing home setting. Thank you.